Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I have had a couple really fun cats, Peanut and Simon, and I love cats. I'm really just totally enchanted right now with the comic on Facebook, Simon's Cat. It just speaks to cats. Cats need to be entertained, so you need to play a fun cat game with your cat toy every day of the week. So what I like to do is keep a basket of cat toys and spend about 15 minutes at a time, two times a day, playing with my cat to help them get some mental stimulation, some love, some physical exercise, and make sure they don't get fat or bored. So I like a string on a cat stick, cat teaser toy, a laser pointer, a light toy, a fishing rod toy, a stretchy toy, anything that gives a good catch. You know, you can make a do-it-yourself cat toy to keep them busy. You got to be really careful not to use things that are going to perhaps get swallowed. So you can, on the, you know, the end of a stick, sometimes the cat rips the little fuzzy animal off the end of the fishing pole. So then sometimes I attach corks or ping pong balls or small wiffle balls, and even a toilet paper roll, which actually I like to put a treat in so they'll chase it around. Another thing is a rubber ball that you can throw up the stairs. I know that Peanut used to love to do that. So if you don't have toys handy and you just want to change it up, you can just kind of use your finger under a blanket or the covers and move them around for the cat to investigate. If your cat has claws, you might want to wear a glove. So never give your cat your hand and wiggle it around. Under a blanket or a cover makes it a lot of fun. How about playing hide and seek? You can call out and look for your cat and then find them and then let your cat find you. They love to hide. You could pull a string toy around to get them to chase it and then hide and see if they find you. You can also get them to chase you with an affectionate boop or a rub. And fetch, that's my cat. My cat loved to fetch incredible, darling rubber balls. Now, here's something that is playtime for a cat that you might not really realize. Spend time brushing your cat. Oh, cats love to be brushed, not on their stomachs, but taking their hair from down behind their neck all the way down with a soft brush. It just makes them very happy. Some cats like a little humming, and that's good too. What about watching cat TV together? What the heck is cat TV? It is YouTube, folks, YouTube. They actually do have cat TV, but I put on an aquarium or a bird channel, and that's really fun. Sometimes people set bird feeders up in front of a window. My cat likes to jump up against the window and knock his head, so I don't do that. But I will tell you that at certain times when I've had cat TV on, the cat has definitely gone up to the TV and tried to knock it, so make sure your TV is anchored. How about creating a cat treat puzzle? Try putting cat treats inside a closed box and cut holes big enough for kitty to put their paws into. That is really fun. Again, you can use a toilet paper roll and stick it in that. There are things you can buy in the stores too, but you know what? Why not make a DIY? So, you know, if a cardboard box is your cat's favorite playground, oh gosh, why don't you set up a whole bunch of them around. Try putting them on their sides, put treats and toys inside, and see what happens. It is really incredible. I like to put a cat-sized box on my desk so the cat can curl up nearby and be part of my weekday with a little bit of carpet. And yes, have your camera ready. You can't believe it, but there are also cat apps on your tablet. Yes, look up apps for cats and see which one will be your kitty's favorite. Now, here's something that my cat loves. I'm forever blowing bubbles with my kitty. Dip your bubble wand into commercial bubbles or make your own with diluted dish soap and create a bubble. Cats love to run around and catch them, and it's easy to do. Finally, take a cat nap together. Cats sleep 12 to 16 hours a day. And you know what? Your cat will consider it a sense of play when you curl up together. So for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Please play with your cat, stimulate your cat, and until next time, have a meowvelous day.